Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lot of games to get through. It's tough on a Friday getting through all these before byes. We're still in that scenario, 16 games per week, 15 we've got to break down on these football Fridays. Welcome back, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. We'll get our contest plays together, see what we can come up with in about 20 minutes for lightning bets. Right now we bring in our executive producer, Paul Aspen. Paul, where are we starting?
My favorite part of this is Joe Sweeney has more thoughts on these games than the other games that I asked them specifically about. He wanted me to put in the rundown for earlier in the show, so that's great. All right, let's get going. Packers,
okay,
Browns.
No. We're not just going to zoom past that. No. I never said any of that, actually. I never said we have to talk about that. You put in what you think will be the more popular games to the people this weekend, right? Did I not give out San Francisco 2 days ago? Did I not give out the Jets yesterday?
But I literally asked, hey, how about – there's some games I picked for sure. Chiefs, we have to talk about. Ravens, Lions, let's talk about. Eagles, Rams, we had to talk about. Bears, Cowboys. After
that,
it was
all the games.
Open.
That's all the games we did. We did like five.
Well, that, again, I would say that's more in that department than this department. As we were, Packers – Browns, Sam, I know you have stronger thoughts. We've heard them most of this week. Let's start there, and then we can zoom through these games.
Browns money line. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Not really. I just need them to keep it close. I mean, when you think about where the Packers' biggest weakness is, it's their offensive line, which they've been sort of shuffling around because of injuries. There's one thing the Browns are good at, getting to the quarterback. And eating that offensive line up, and they put Myles Garrett all over the line. You put him on the right side, the left side, you line him up on the nose. They put him all over the line, and he is unblockable. This is also the first time we've seen the Packers leave Lambeau. They're at home against Detroit. They're at home against Washington. They got to go on the road. It's a bad spot. Cleveland needs this in the worst of ways. I love Cleveland. It pains me how much I love Cleveland plus +8.
Sam is clearly with the public on this one.
No! No! Don't say that! No! If it is, I'm going to be very upset.
We'll find out where the room is at. I hear a lot of Cleveland, but I think it's just like the content we consume and the people we talk to. That's what I think it's about. It does seem like it is a consensus play. I don't hear anybody laying it with the Packers, but I'm sure the reality is quite different. Yeah, you're right. You're right about everything that you've brought up so far. I do wonder that pass rush of the Packers, though. Are they going to get to that statue? And could it just be
sure.
a runaway if they do? Yeah, you could play out that scenario. But I do understand the idea, okay, Brown's bouncing back. Flacco gets his – make it a one-score game. Sure. I could see that. Jacobs, by the way, what is his number for an anytime touchdown? Because it's ridiculous now. We had 10, 11 straight games.
I'm going to guess it's minus -170 without even looking. Give me 1 second. Josh Jacobs to score a touchdown is minus -180, minus -190, minus -210, minus -220.
That's a good call. That's a good call. Yeah, maybe I'll get there in a contest play if I need an extra pick. I'm not as strong as you guys are on Cleveland, but I understand it. A lot of smart people are on Cleveland this week. I'll just say that.
Jets-Bucks. Jets down to a 6.5-point dog in Tampa, Joe.
Let's go Jets. A lot of injuries on that Bucs offensive line. They've needed last-minute comebacks in their two wins. Nice start, 2-0 at Atlanta, at Houston. Now they get a home game, but I don't think there's a difference between Fields and Tyrod. I really don't. So I'm going to back the Jets. They're one of these 0-2 teams in this spot. 7? Are we still at 7 or are we calling it 6.5? You really
Jim is 6.5.
Okay. Yeah, there were some 7s, but there are still some out there, correct? No, they're all gone. All 6.5s. We figured that was going to be the case. Still like the Jets to cover.
Yeah, the O-line's an issue. I really wanted to put the Jets in. I do 5 of these a week, obviously. I want to get there on the Jets. I just hear so many bad things about their defense, and that secondary is a problem. That's good for Baker, good for the receivers. Could be a big game for a lot of those Bucs receivers. Abuka has been very popular in his very short NFL career. I lean to the Jets for sure. Have not gotten there yet.
Cardinals, Niners. Let's go back to Joe on this one.
Favorite, I do like. Gave it out at 1.5. It is still 2. It is 2.5. I still like that. Now I start to get concerned if we're going to touch 3. There is at least 1 or 2 books that have already gotten to 3. This line is going to be decided about what we hear today with the quarterback. If we get clarity on the quarterback, okay, they're kind of like right in the middle a little bit. Oh, there's a chance that Purdy could play. Let's bump it up a little bit. Let's get closer to that field goal number. And then once we get word, if it's Mac Jones, line's going down. If it's Purdy, we're probably going to be at 3. So that's why we had line movement the other day. Now, Shanahan's a known liar. I don't even think we're going to hear that Purdy is in. I expect it to be Mac Jones, and the line probably goes back down to where it was at 1.5 to 2. I like San Francisco in this spot, selling the Cardinals hard, 2-week opponents. They barely got by both of them in New Orleans and Carolina. Give me the Niners laying a short number in their home opener.
I hate to agree again, but I talked about this either yesterday or the day before, just laying San Francisco before any possible move on Purdy. I think I've got Niners minus 135 or 140 in my slip. It's a little bit more expensive now, but I think he's going to play. I do. I know we can't trust Shanahan. We also can't trust Lane Kiffin in college. I think Purdy plays. That's my guess. I have no inside information there, but I think he plays, so I wanted to get a good number. Remember, Vegas Rick was given 1 and pick. Like he was given that out early in the week. I didn't grab it, and he clearly got the best of it, as he usually does.
Falcons at the Panthers as a minus 5.5-point favorite in Carolina. Sam, can we get there on the Panthers?
I'd love to. Sure. I mean, nobody's going to want to take them, I would guess. If the room is going to come out on any favorite on the road, it's probably going to be Indianapolis or Atlanta. Carolina's just been so bad. Carolina and Miami are very similar in the sense that they've looked horrendous in the first 2 games, and there's just not this desire for people to log into their app and put their hard-earned money on Carolina to cover. But Atlanta just won on national television. Now they're 2-0. Or sorry, they're 1-1 because they lost to Tampa. They should have won the first game, but they didn't. 1-1 should be 2-0. But that big win on Sunday night is sort of in the minds of most people, and they're going to want to lay the points, Joe. They're also going to want to put Atlanta in their moneyline parlays. The books will need Carolina, no doubt, to win.
This has been one of those games where when thinking about it throughout the week, you're like, I know what I want to do. But as you just kind of mentioned, are you going to be able to pull the trigger? I think I'm there on Carolina now. It's another one of these 0-2 teams, a desperate spot. Keep in mind, those games that the Panthers struggled in throughout, even though they did cover last week at Arizona, both on the road, they haven't had a home game yet. So I think we're going to get a different look. Bryce Young did show up at the end of the game. I know it was garbage time, but they had 3 straight touchdown drives, and then all of a sudden the game was hanging in the balance. This is too much respect. Falcons on the road laying 5.5. This number was 6 earlier in the week, and it got knocked down a little bit. Raheem Morris? Laying this kind of a point spread. Here's Raheem Morris when opening as a favorite, 1-7-1 against the spread. I like those picks on defense. That's where they needed those assets to go for Atlanta. They had a good week last week. So, okay, they're just going to take off. They're going to keep doing that every single week. Okay, let's slow down a little bit. Give me the Panthers plus 5.5.
Game we have barely talked about this week other than Jaden Daniels being banged up and I believe out this week. I don't know if that's official, but Raiders at Washington. Anything on this? Raiders are a 3.5-point dog, Sam.
I still type in Redskins every time I mean to Google Commanders. It's a problem. It will never die. I will always do it. It is what it is. I hate that I do that. But anyways, I have no interest, Paul, not to pass on your segment. Or on this part of the segment. I hate this game. I could make a case for the under very easily with Geno and Mariota, but this could also, Joe, be one of those very ugly games that ends up being fun, like freaky fun, like Patriots-Dolphins. Ended up being one of the best games last week. These guys were scoring like crazy. I have no interest in betting this one. Sorry, I don't.
So earlier in the week, Dan Quinn said, if Daniels is going to practice, it will be on Friday. 20 minutes ago, all the reports came out, Daniels, not at practice, not there. That would point to it being a Mariota game. So take that for what it is. Like you, I have no interest in this game. I will not be playing. Geno looked awful, short week. Like, which side has the advantage here? I don't know. Gentee's not involved in the offense. I'm not interested. I'll be on the sideline.
I might get there on the Raiders. We'll see. Broncos, Chargers. Broncos are a 3-point dog. Yep, 3-point dog at the Chargers. Joe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Another one of those games. I'm not quite sure what to do. Broncos last week off, they lose, but it was a good sign with Bo Nix because he was so terrible in their win against the Tennessee Titans. They lose at the Colts in a high scoring affair. That was certainly a positive. I don't know why I'm not betting the Chargers. I don't know if it's just the number that I don't like on a lot of their games, or it's just past that key number. I'm not sure what it is, but this divisional matchup, you know, maybe it ends up being like a field goal game, something like that. But it's not on my card, guys. How about you?
I think this is an ugly physical game. These two teams know each other like the back of their hands. They opened this thing 46, just shy of 47. Big old key number in the NFL circles. 45.5 at a couple shops right now offshore. Makes sense. I think you're gonna see these defenses rise to the challenge. And again, no secrets here. Denver knows what LA is going to do. LA knows what Denver is going to do. 21-20, 24-20. I lean under.
All right. Two more games left. Steelers, Patriots. Evan Silva telling us yesterday he likes the Patriots as a short dog. Joe, you got anything on this game?
Yeah, I understand where he's coming from. The Steelers defense is pathetic. And to his point, talking about how bad the Steelers defense was at the end of last year. Now, that was against some electric offenses. That's really not the case this year. You give up 31 points to Seattle last week. It's been bad. They have given up at least 27 points in 5 of their last 6 games, going back to the last month of last year. I'm not sure it's going to turn around. Here's Mac Jones. He's got another positive matchup going against a very weak defense. So this could be all Patriots here. The Steelers have not covered. I'm not sure they're going to cover this one either.
I have sort of flipped on the Patriots. You know, I was very impressed with how they battled back in the fourth quarter last week. I still think they stink, but their schedule stinks even harder now. That's my spin zone, Joe. Tell your Boston buddy, well, the schedule stinks. Drake May looked good in the second half last week. He did. And look, the coaching eventually, I said, over time, they're going to be fine. It's just like, I want to think that Pittsburgh can get their defense. I can't believe they're this bad, and I don't think it's going to stay this bad.
Man.
Maybe over, though, 44.5. I don't think either defense is that impressive, and I think Rodgers could get some too. So for the first time in a long time, we have not seen this sharp support on a Steelers under. It's usually under early in the week, and it continues late in the week. We have not seen that on this Steelers game. First time in a long time. That's worth paying attention to.
All right, last game. We will save the room for next segment. I will say the Browns and Packers are prominently featured in the room. Won't say what side just yet. Saints, Seattle. Are you guys getting there where Kelly is, where the Saints are live? Or are we still like, where are we at on Survivor, side, et cetera, on this game, Joe?
This is going to be the most popular play in Survivor this week. There is no other week that stands out right now where you would want to take Seattle. And they're home against Rattler, laying 7.5. I'm worried because I'm going to have Seattle. I will have Seattle in Survivor, and I'm very concerned. And then last night, right after the game, Horvey's like, I took Bills in Survivor. Dude, Rattler's playing well. I think he can win. Well, Rattler hasn't won a game yet. He's 0-8 straight up, and now he's going against the Seahawks defense. He put up good numbers last week against San Francisco. I'm not buying at all. I need Seattle to win. I won't be betting the 7.5. Need them to win. How about you, Sam?
I talked the 108 guys out of double Seattle. That's what they wanted to do.
Oh, they wanted double?
They wanted double-double. And I said, let's not be a part of the great purge of week three. So we did split off double Seattle. I'm not betting the Saints. Not happening.
Yep. Yeah, I'm not doing that either. But could we see Darnold in a bad week? Maybe some chaos. Maybe. Could happen. Lightning bets, the room. Also, BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.